Before we open up our gospel for today, thank you to everyone who participated in body and or spirit in the Rosary Rally yesterday at St. Joe's, and also to those who will participate today in the Right to Life event there at 2 o'clock. Both groups praying for the sanctity of life. Let us also pray for an end to our own local violence and for the horrendous wars that are taking place in Israel, the Ukraine, and elsewhere in the world where life seems to have little value. Thank you for praying. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. What are the things that each of us can do to spread the kingdom of God on earth so that we are prepared to accept God's invitation to us to live with Him forever, forever in heaven? Today's parable, the marriage feast, is an allegory or a story which is related to a much bigger question of how we will respond to Jesus' invitation to come and join Him in heaven. Assuming we do want to join Jesus in heaven when we die, how should we prepare ourselves to enter the feast? The key word is prepare. The feast in our gospel today is given by a king for his son at his wedding. And we find that the invitation and its rejection or acceptance does not end happily for all the people involved. And for some, it will end in absolutely total despair. We don't want to be in that last group. In this parable, the king may be thought of as God the Father. The king's son would be Jesus, and the son's wedding event is Christ's marriage to his church. We are the bride, and he is our bridegroom. The king's servants who were sent to the invited guest were the Old Testament prophets, and the invited guests were the Jews who were God's chosen people. Those invited who became murderers of the king's servants and who did not accept the king's invitation were the Jews. And the burning of the city may be thought of as the destruction of the city of God or Jerusalem that happened in about 70 AD by the Romans. And the Jewish people still did not believe Jesus was the Son of God. After the king notes the invited guests were not worthy to come, he tells his servants to go out and invite to the feast anyone they find, good or bad. And the good and bad alike, here are the sinners and the Gentiles, which would basically be us, which shows that God's kingdom is for everyone, not just the Jews. The guest who was not dressed in the wedding garment may be thought of as someone who was not prepared, someone who was lacking in faith, or the performance of righteous deeds, which are required of those accepted into the banquet. That should give us pause. Each of us is invited to attend the banquet, but we must prepare. As we ponder what are some of the things we can do to prepare ourselves to accept God's invitation, let's first ask, why did the Jews reject the king's invitation? Why would anyone reject going to a wedding feast where typically there's great joy, there's great food and dancing and so on? But for the Jews at the time, they didn't accept that Jesus was the Son of God. So how could they support going to his son's wedding? Do you truly accept Jesus as the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist, which is consecrated at each and every Mass? Do you? We read in sacred scripture how Jesus taught us how to live, and he showed us many wonderful and even miraculous deeds, healing the sick, curing the blind, making the lame walk, and even bringing the dead back to life. He did these things to help prepare the Jews and us to accept him and to show us how to get to heaven. This week I was thinking about my dad, since it was 20 years ago this week that he passed away. Being a farmer with a lot of animals to care for, including about 35 milk cows, milking 7 days a week, 365 days a year, he seemed to be working all the time, because he was. But I never knew him to miss going to Sunday Mass. He's always there. And that said a lot to me. Thinking about how he accomplished all his good works would be to think about how you would go about building a brick house. Simple, right? Brick by brick, little by little. How can we use this idea of completing good works brick by brick so that it prepares us to accept our invitation to God's banquet? Here's a short list of the types of bricks I think many of us can do or continue to do to prepare for the banquet. First, live a sacramental life by being a visible sign of God's invisible grace to everyone that you meet. This means being genuinely authentic in your kindness and love to others. Can you offer to help your elderly neighbor with a chore that maybe they have trouble with? Or could you provide food or another service to someone who needs help? Can you be kind and pray for someone you consider your enemy or someone who's hurt you in the past? Second, in our families, make the very most of every minute you have to pray and to live our faith. Our worlds are so busy with multitudes of activities, especially for those with children or others who care for those that are dependent on them. Try to eat a meal together at least once a day. If you can't do once a day, do it as often as you can. During the meal, take time to pray together, share stories of faith or conversion that others can use to strengthen their own faith, and then share those stories with others to share theirs. Many studies have explained that families, you probably know this, but think about it, families who eat together often are less likely to have children who drink, smoke, do drugs, have eating disorders, or even get depressed. That's a lot of reasons to share a meal together. If you're in a car together, instead of the radio or a device in hand, ask everyone, to pray together. After school activities in the evenings, maybe coming home in the car, say some night prayers. If there's time, say a rosary. Finally, support the church with your time, talent, and treasure. And when children are present, make sure they see what you're doing. Involve them if you can and let them know why you are doing what you do. Let them know that you are making a sacrifice of your time, talent, and treasure so that others can have more ways to get closer to God. When children see their parents involved in church works, it shows them what their parents value. Like building a house brick by brick, these are just a few of the preparation tasks I thought about to consider preparing ourselves to accept our banquet invitation. Which bricks will you choose?